You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDH 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the early morning hours for you. And we got a text here. Was this from your neighbors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, when Lyle Lovett played Overture, he would always go downtown to the Sacred Feather and buy some hats.
Thank you for that fun fact.
Yeah.
Sacred Feather was a great place. I don't know why. They just probably had it, you know, long enough. And
they might have just retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And moved on. But
well, they had apartments above.
Yes.
The Sacred Feathers. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, the building's still there. I don't know what the business is that's in there anymore.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, 7 minutes past the hour. Sunshine this morning, but look for clouds to move in and showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those could be heavy at times and highs in the mid-80s. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you are having trouble with your hearing, like maybe you're on a windy day, you're walking down the street, or you're in a noisy family situation in the restaurant.
Right. Debating the Trump.
Debating the politics of the day.
And you can't hear your friends.
Yes. Yes.
Which is good sometimes.
Well, maybe, but really, you ought to check your hearing. And the way to do that is get on MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Check out the free hearing test they have there. And then make an appointment. If you would like to do that, you can call Jim and Sarah. Their number is 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They've helped John out. They helped me out. They can help you out, too.
Absolutely.
Check them out. Okay.
I don't know how many people heard about this. El Salvador has informed the United Nations that it holds no legal responsibility for more than 200 Venezuelan men whom President Trump ordered to be sent there at their maximum security prison.
What?
So they don't hold any responsibility. Now, the administration justified their actions by maintaining that they are legally bound by Salvadoran authority.
Okay.
So it looks like they lied about that.
Ah.
And I didn't see the story talked about at all, but I just thought I'd bring it up really quick. Now, we were talking about AI. Very first thing on the show, and the MyPillow guy is having problems.
Oh, no.
A federal judge in Colorado issued a scathing rebuke of two attorneys who represented MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, in a high-profile defamation lawsuit after they used a generative artificial intelligence program to submit a court filing rife with errors, including citations to several non-existent court cases, only to falsely claim that it was an inadvertent filing of a prior draft that they didn't necessarily want to submit, but they accidentally did, which always gives you a lot of confidence in your two attorneys that did that.
Mike Lindell.
All right, why don't we go to the phones right now? We've got Joe on the line. Joe, what have you got for us?
Hang on a second. Right. Dom is talking to Joe right now, I think.
Right.
He's talking to somebody. Okay, we'd like to talk to Joe. Dom, when you get a chance, push the button.
Yes.
All right, Joe, good morning.
Well, I wanted to return to the Epstein situation because why not?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, let's keep talking about it. That's what I say.
Yeah. And I did love the quote from your news break where the announcer was saying, Trump doesn't understand what the fascination is.
Yeah.
I mean, for years he's been beating this drum and now he doesn't understand what the fascination is.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out the wonderful means of his attempts at misdirection, which is just so wonderful and beautiful to look at. Magicians will talk about misdirection. Well, they'll say, look over here, while they complete their magic trick, you know, in the other direction. And I know he was doing it for years with, for example, the great quote about, they're eating the dogs.
Yeah.
A little bit of time. And in terms of Epstein, he's been rolling it out. I mean, the Rosie O'Donnell attack was just hysterical to me. I did love the fact that he described her as, quote, a threat to humanity.
Yeah, that was great.
He's going with the oldies but goodies now. Yeah.
Which should have been, I mean, wouldn't reporters ask at that point, exactly how is she a threat to humanity? You know, I mean, does she have, you know, chemical weapons in her backyard or what? And I just, it's weird how this misdirection is going, because I think he's losing his edge. You know, going to Rosie O'Donnell, that's a good way to do it. But I think the last one where he said that Obama wrote the Epstein files, bad move, because wouldn't that just generate that, did he really?
Yeah.
And I would suggest for Mr. Trump that if he's going to do misdirection, he needs to go in a better way. And I would suggest that he somehow, it launches an investigation into Bigfoot. I think that's the way to go.
Wait, that is an angle.
You're right.
That is a great angle.
Yeah, come up with some new stuff.
Yeah. That there's an actual sighting, and they do have actual proof. And they are about to release it.
Yeah. Chrissy Noem has
it on her desk. And Pam Bondi is just, you know, chomping at the bit to take on this case.
Right.
So, Mike, you sense anybody else has an idea for another big reveal? I'd love to hear what it is. So, thanks.
Good idea, right, Joe. Right,
thank you, Joe.
Appreciate that. 608-879-8255 is our number.
Yeah, well, this is a weird thing. Larry Kudlow said that Larry Summers says the Medicaid reforms will cause 100,000 people to die. Now, that's what
Larry?
Larry Summers said that.
Oh, okay.
Used to be in the Clinton administration, I believe. Okay. And so anyway, Larry Kudlow was talking about that, and he was talking about that with RFK Jr., and RFK Jr. had a response to that. I just thought it was rather interesting. Be ready to maybe pause at any point where I want to say and interject something, okay?
Okay.
This is Cut 78. Let's listen.
He's out there saying in the New York Times and elsewhere that the Medicaid reforms, the eligibility reforms for able-bodied, will cause 100,000 people to die. I mean, I think that's an outrageous, outrageous claim, Secretary Kennedy. What's your take on that? Can you fight back on that?
First of all, there's no cuts on Medicaid. There's a diminishment of the growth rate of Medicaid, which is bankrupting our country. And by the way, the national debt is also a social determinant of health. If we're leaving our kids with these giant debts, they can't afford health care. They can't afford good food. Oh, you know, in recent years, Obamacare included Medicaid was designed, Larry, for people who were poor, for children, for mothers. And it was expanded during the Obamacare to include able-bodied Americans, and the growth rate went way up. The hospital services and doctor services are no longer available for the target population. This is not a good outcome, and we're bankrupting the states. It is the biggest expense for all of our states. They're all going bankrupt. We've got to do something to fix it. We're not going to cut Medicaid, and there's nobody who's going to die from this.
Yeah, really?
That's right.
Really?
I think Summers has a very bad case of amnesia, and I'm glad you pointed out the fiscal side of it.
Okay, well, all right. There's so much wrong with that comment. There's so much wrong. First of all, he's insinuating that it's not a good thing to cover more people with health care, right? I mean, that bottom line, we're covering too many people.
Yeah,
we're giving
that's what
too
saying.
Many people health care.
Right.
What? And then because now too many people have health care, there's not enough doctors and hospitals to take care of the other people who need health care. Now, wait a minute. There's no section. We're not sectioning off the population here. You know, it's just people need health care, bottom line.
Yes.
So, no, there is no if there's a shortage, then we need more hospitals and we need more doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to cut back on the amount of people having health care. And we don't use health care, you know, just like going shopping. We go to a doctor or a hospital because we need care immediately. Mm-hmm. It's usually in the emergency rooms.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of the situations, a lot of people find themselves in, they need the emergency room.
Yes.
You really can't depend on a doctor's appointment at that point because it's a couple of months away.
Right. Well, and that's the other problem is you can't get preventative health care because you can't afford it. And then it turns into an emergency situation because you weren't able to afford getting preventative health care like you should.
Or they kept you from getting health care.
Yeah, yes.
They kept making it more difficult to get health care. Mm-hmm. So he is so wrong on every possible level with what he said. And by the way, we're talking about preventable deaths here. I looked this up just to find out what Larry Summers was talking about. Recent research and analysis suggests that cuts to Medicaid and other proposed changes could lead to a significant increase in deaths, potentially tens of thousands annually. One analysis suggests it would be around 16,642 preventable deaths per year due to proposed Medicaid cuts impacting 7.6 million people losing coverage.
Mm.
So that's the estimate. So, yes, there's going to be preventable deaths taking place in this country. And again, preventable. We mm-hmm. don't need to see this happen.
Right.
All right. And I've got this interesting cut here. This is Ali Velshi. And we don't have time for that, do we? No, we don't. All right. Well,
we'll get to that.
It deals with that. We can get to that after our next break here.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Mike McCabe. He'll talk about his latest Substack article. And Mike will join us after the news break at 7:35.
I still have RFK Jr. in my sights here because he wants synthetic food dyes out of the American food supply, right?
Okay.
But one of the nation's most recognizable candy giants, Mars, maker of M&Ms and Skittles, isn't playing along. Mars confirmed it will continue using synthetic dyes in its candies.
Really?
They're rebelling. They're going against it.
No kidding.
Their reason.
Wow.
People can freely buy cannabis, THC products, alcohol, and cigarettes, but vibrantly colored candy is an issue? Give me a break, the National Confectioners Association spokesperson said.
Oh, that sounds like a fun group.
Yeah.
All get together and talk about candy and cotton,
But RFK Jr.'s team sees it differently. The concern isn't just the color, they say. It's the cumulative exposure. And by the way, if it's cumulative,
exposure,
you don't eat candy every day all the time. Well, so cumulative, I wouldn't say that's a big problem, right?
Well, it might be a problem for kids, you know, because they love candy.
They don't eat candy that often.
Well, okay. Yeah, hopefully
sporadically, they don't. Sporadically, they get into grooves. They buy something for a week, and then they move on to something else. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, then we got a Gen Zer in the other room. Dom is saying, yes, that's the way I live, my life.
It's really? True. Yeah. What? Yeah. I eat a bunch of candy, then next week I don't touch it anymore.
Okay.
See?
It comes and goes. Yes, it comes and goes in waves.
Good. Then there's nothing to worry about. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks for bottom lining that, Gordy.
Sure. So it's interesting that they're fighting back, though, and just saying, no, we're going to use it anyway. Screw you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Mars. Mars candies.
19 minutes past the hour. We're going to check in with Brittany Merlot, get the latest on these thunderstorms that are headed our way this afternoon. Next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
The cats, meow, 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 meow. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's happening here?
Oh, yeah.
WMDX. Hope you're having a good morning. We're going to find out what the weather's going to be like in just a few moments.
Yes.
A few more stories, too.
Yes. Hey, you can win a Brewers game day with John and Gordy. That's right. Did you watch the All-Star game last night? Anybody? Anybody?
Well, you watched it.
I watched a little bit of it, but I didn't stay up for the ending of it.
They
have a new bizarre way
weird,
to end.
Bizarre thing.
When they have a tie at the end of the ninth inning. Yeah. Now, for All-Star games only.
Yeah.
They have a little mini home run derby thing happening. It's like, okay, now we're going to do a completely different contest.
That's right. Underhand pitches.
Yes. Just toss them up there and see who hits a home run. And, you know, I don't know how they end
it. It doesn't make any sense, yeah. Does it?
But anyway, you could go to a Brewers game. You know, the Cubs and Brewers are going to have a game on July 29th. It's a Tuesday evening, but it's an early game. It's an early start. It's like 6:40. And you could be a part of it. You can get a couple of club-level premium seats and go to the game and sit next to us at the game. What a thrill. What an amazing day and evening this will be for you.
I know.
You know, I was thinking maybe we should put our winners between us, you know.
All that.
Because you and I don't want to sit next to each other. We do that every morning.
Yeah.
So we would be the bookends, and they would be in the middle of the
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
And the drinks and the food are on us, thanks to Downdrin's Distilling. They're our sponsor for this, Downdrin's Distilling.
They could pass food to us, right?
Sure. And Dom's going to be with us, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're going to be going to go get the food for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your duty?
No, I didn't know, but I had insinuating that yesterday, so
you're going to be our gopher guy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So enter the contest. Just go to WMDXradio.com. Yeah. That's WMDXradio.com. To enter, to win, we'll draw a winner real soon, so you can make your plans.
Okay? I'm loud. Just be aware. Oh, I shout an awful lot at baseball games.
Yes, I know. You're out of control.
Okay. I'm shouting at the people next to us. That's normally what I'm doing.
All right.
All right.
We have Brittany now.
Yeah, we've got Brittany on the line.
Good morning, Brittany.
Hey.
Maybe some thunderstorms headed our way later today, right?
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, it's going to be a hot and humid one first, and then we've got those storms hitting probably around 2 o'clock or so, and they could pack a punch. High winds possible, maybe a tornado too. We saw some pretty strong, severe weather yesterday up north in those woods. Ashland was flooding. Stone Lake was flooding. There's so many things going on. There was actually a tornado warning in towards Park Falls as well. So as that exact front makes its way towards us and the system itself shoves in, that's when we're going to see that going on. So from about 2 to about 9, expect showers, storms, heavy rain at times, a good half an inch, but we could see a quick 1 to 2 inches. It is possible. Mm. It does want to hit more of the Fox Valley, but that's not so far away. So the chances are still pretty, pretty close to us. So the good news is, though, is the front does cool us down. Highs tomorrow only at about 70.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day.
It's going to be beautiful.
The start of a great weekend, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We stay refreshed and in those cooler temperatures the entire weekend, too. Flirting with about 80 degrees. Mm. Not too much humidity until the end of the weekend. And, it's looking pretty good.
Cool.
Looking at your studio right now, because we're watching you, on Facebook and YouTube and everything. You have some new microphone gizmo there in front of you. What is that? What is that thing?
I've had a morning. That's
really?
What that thing is.
Is this that is your backup microphone or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It is. I know. It's all in the way, but it's okay. It's working.
It looks like a rocket ship.
It looks very high tech.
Very, very retro.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it. It does. Right. It is retro.
It is space age.
Okay.
Hey, Brittany, I've heard that you are going to the EAA at some point in time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
You
I am
go
so
every
excited
year,
about
don't
it.
You?
I do. I camp it out the whole year, and this one is going to be pretty crazy because an active weather pattern. So I'm going to have to survive a lot of rain and storms this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, her acrobatic flight plans are always fantastic.
I'll still get a few loops in.
I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a ride in the blimp. I'm working on it.
All right.
Okay. Brittany, thank you for that update.
Thanks, guys.
And okay. We'll watch out for those showers and storms later on today. Okay. We've gotten a couple of texts here. Somebody was asking if there's going to be rain on Saturday. That's because Coldplay is playing at the stadium.
Yeah. That's right.
What's the name of that place?
Camp Randall.
Camp Randall.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, over that way. Camp Randall. Pointing over there, yeah. Like you guys know him. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Camp Randall, that's Coldplay. He's probably asking about that. I think it's going to be okay weather-wise.
Well, we have a question from Deerfield. You might want to just...
Yeah, how to enter the contest for the Brewers tickets. Yeah, once again, just go to WMDXRadio.com. That's WMDXRadio.com. And look for the banner that says the Brewers Game Day with John and Gordy. And you click on that, and that will take you to the Enter to Win page, and then you fill out a form and send it to us. And who knows, you could be going with us. Actually, we're going to meet you at AmFam Field. You'll provide your own transportation, but we'll provide the tickets and everything else, the food and the drinks. So that's the way that works.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
WMDXRadio.com.
I can't wait.
I know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Cubs fan, you're a big Brewers fan. Your wife's going to go along. She's a big Cubs fan.
Yeah. The seats are really good, too. Club seats. That's
club level, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Oh, they're great seats, yep. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, too, right, Dom?
Yeah, I'm not cheering for any team. I'm just cheering for the wonderful sport. How about that?
Oh, come on. Maybe. You grew up in Chicago, but you're a White Sox fan.
Exactly.
So you're really going to
root for the Brewers. I'll cheer for the Brewers. Yeah. That's
what it
is. You've
got to pick a team.
Well, you know, a lot of times I get my steps in walking through the stadium. You know, I'm a little antsy, and I really just have to get up and walk around. So I get steps in going up and down the stairs.
You walk all you want.
One level to the next level. That's what I do. That's what I'm all about. And if the, you know, listeners want to come along.
You just stroll around the stadium.
That's right.
Okay. All right, 29 minutes past the hour. We're coming back with Mike McCabe next on John and Gordy.
All right. WMDX 92.7, and is John and Gordy sitting here in the morning?
Mm-hmm. 7:35. We're seeing sunshine this morning, but the clouds will roll in. Maybe some rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those could be strong with some heavy downpours, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Burlow Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Burlow Mattress. Plenty has changed since they've opened up, since they've opened in 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Burlow's history. And right now they're having a sale on adjustable bed frames that continues for the rest of July, up to 30 to 50% off those adjustable bed frames. And they have a lot of accessories still on sale at buy one, get one free prices. Check them out. Burlow on the east side or west side, or go to burlow.com. Okay, Mike McCabe joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Good to be here.
Now, before we get to your latest article on Substack, you mentioned this weekend you're going to your old stomping grounds. Right?
I am. Yeah. I am. I went to high school in Owen. Owen with the high school, combination of a couple of small towns up there, actually. But Owen is having its centennial.
I wouldn't miss that either, Mike.
Well, but the public library invited me to come up and talk about my book and sign some copies for people.
Excellent. Miracles Along County Q.
Yeah. And Owen is one of the communities that the fictional town in Miracles Along County Q is based on. And people there will recognize
some of the
unmistakable places that I write about.
Yeah. For people who don't know where Owen is, what's the nearest big
town? It's about halfway between Eau Claire and Wausau.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. For us, the big town was Marshfield.
Just to the south.
But if you go on Highway 29 across the state, it's about halfway between Eau Claire and Wausau.
So their big what is it? Centennial?
It's the centennial.
Yeah.
So this started out as a logging encampment.
Yeah.
And so it's only 100 years old, the city of Owen.
Mm-hmm.
It was, once the logging was done and they eventually incorporated, but it's been 100 years now, but they are having a celebration up there. And as part of that celebration, they wanted to bring some high school graduates who had written some books. And I think they've got three of us.
Really?
Local grads who are authors.
And, no kidding.
And they want us to come up and talk about our books and sign copies for people.
Are the other two authors also, were there books about that area or growing up in that region?
I actually don't know about one of them, where his book is set, but a woman who's written a bunch of books was in the military. And she's written a whole series that is sort of military themed. And so I don't think that's based in Owen at all. Yeah, but she is an Owen Withy high school graduate. And mine is based in substantial part on life in Owen.
Yeah. It's an excellent book. Miracles Along County Q. Okay. Let's get to your article on Substack. Yeah. Boy, this is a real wake-up call.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
we're talking about the younger generation at this point, the Gen Z and millennials and their dissatisfaction with what's going on out there. I talked to my Gen Z sons about your article, and I want to kind of get their input. And the thing is that they see what's going on, and they get very upset about it. They're very driven. It's not nuanced like we are when we get older, because we've gone through all of these different stages, and we're looking at the trees instead of the forest. You know, they look at the forest and say, this isn't working out. This isn't going to be good for us. And they're very dissatisfied with what's going on.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, I start out the article by pointing out that the two youngest adult generations in our country are the least likely to say that they are proud to be an American.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the millennials are showing a lot of dissatisfaction.
Okay, that's great.
The percentage of millennials who say that they are proud to be an American is lower than it's been for a long time. But Gen Z, actually the younger generation than the millennials, the majority, the solid majority of Gen Z say that they're not proud to be an American. Yeah. They are the most dissatisfied, and it's the lowest percentage in the history of this polling question.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lowest percentage of any generation to say that they are not proud to be an American. And I think that just... that is a wake-up call. It says that the youngest adults among us are looking at the landscape and saying, this is messed up, and we're not enthused about what we're inheriting here. There's a level of dissatisfaction that is just off the charts. I mean, it's literally off the charts because in the history of this polling question, they've never seen a majority of any generation say, I'm not proud to be an American. That's not happened before. And it's happening with Gen Z. And I go on to write about how there's such a striking parallel between this moment right now and the moment of this country's birth, this nation's birth.
Yeah,
right. When the Declaration of Independence was written, two of the 56 signers were 26 years old, and 17 of them were in their 30s. Wow. Yeah. So there were these young people, to the equivalent of today's Gen Z or millennial generations, who wrote about a prince who would not give his assent to laws.
Mm.
And of course, they meant the King of England when they described that prince. But that's how they referred to him in the Declaration of Independence. It just seems to me like this is a really good time for all of us to reacquaint ourselves with the Declaration of Independence, because when you read that list of grievances that they lay out, why they are declaring their independence from the crown, it is such an eerily reminiscent list to this current moment. It's so many of their grievances are echoing in today's
The big anniversary's coming up. Of course you want to familiarize yourself with the Declaration of Independence. And I mean, it's a grievance list.
Yeah.
And we can compare that to a lot of things that are going on right now. In fact, it's amazing how a lot of those same grievances you could also apply to today, the Trump administration.
I listed a few of the 28 or 29 grievances that were detailed in the Declaration of Independence.
All right, let's hear it.
They said this prince, who refuses to give his assent to laws, obstructed the administration of justice, made judges dependent on his will alone.
Wow.
Deprived many of due process and trial by jury.
Oh, yeah.
Excited domestic insurrections amongst us. He was inciting domestic insurrection.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Erected a multitude of new offices and sent swarms of officers to harass the population.
Okay, we've got ICE.
Obstructed laws for the naturalization of foreigners and refused to pass new ones to encourage their migrations.
That's amazing.
Cut off trade with other countries.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And fundamentally altered the forms of their governments.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
quite the list.
That's a partial list of the grievances that they detailed in the Declaration of Independence, and it's so striking how those kinds of conditions are revisiting us. And so, you know, I think some of the older folks amongst us are probably able to divert their gaze a little bit more successfully than the millennials and the Gen Z generations can. But Gen Z's looking at this and saying, this isn't working for us, and we're not feeling comfortable or secure in the future that we're inheriting, and so you know, their counterparts 250 years ago said enough of this.
Well, I think it comes down to them also seeing people say that they are the patriots, they're the real Americans, when they're the ones throwing all this chaos into the mix, and they don't want any part of that. They want to see a country that I think that they learned about. You know, they had history in school. They understand that they had the dreams, the hopes that young people always have, and they don't see that happening, or their hopes and dreams happening with the way things are going right now. And or maybe even their parents are pretty depressed about it, and talk at home has brought them down a little bit. So yeah, it's good to see that they're energized, though. You know, that they're unequivocal. They're definitely driven to make this country better in a different way than what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and the upshot of my article really was to say that a lot of people look at the conditions that we have today and see that all as an indication that the end is near, that the American experiment is coming to a close.
Yeah.
And when you look at the really striking parallels between this current moment and what you had in 1776, that's why the article is entitled "The Beginning is Near." It doesn't look so much like an end of the American experiment, but it looks like a new beginning.
A new beginning. Fresh beginning.
A fresh start for the American experiment.
And we oftentimes talked about the other book that you mentioned a lot, where there are these stages.
Yeah,
and we repeat it every lifetime, essentially.
Yeah, the fourth turning.
Yes, fourth turning.
Is one of them. And The Upswing is another great book that really focuses on these same themes, the phenomenon of generational change, the pattern throughout history of this churn of generational change. And when you see Gen Z, the majority of Gen Z saying, we're not proud to be Americans, that means there's discontent that will drive generational change. I think in the midst of a very challenging and disheartening and dangerous moment, there is the promise of generational change that I think will soon visit America.
Well, you know, I keep thinking about the 60s, the turmoil that we had back in the 60s, and we had hopes and dreams and flower power and everything, you know, and look where we ended up. Mm-hmm. You know, the baby boomers didn't leave us a lot. And I'm thinking, I'm hoping that these Gen Zers who have this positive attitude, you know, they're going to change things for the better. I hope they don't end up like the 60s flower children who thought they were going to bring peace and love forever to this country. And instead, you know, they turned on it and they've created what we have now in the White House, Trump.
Well, if you do look at the fourth turning, though, the 60s was not one of those transformational moment, or that Phoenix
true.
Moment where,
yes.
where mm-hmm. institutions sort of crumble and then out of the ashes rises a new order. It was a moment of great optimism, which was followed by sort of a descent into cynicism. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think what we're witnessing now is much more like that, you know, the crumbling of what was, and out of that, out of those ashes will come a new order.
Yeah.
We will continue with Mike McCabe on John and Gordy in the morning in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We can change the world. We arrange the world. It's dying.
To get better.
Yeah.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
7:52, showers and storms later today. Some of that could be heavy. And highs in the mid-80s. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. Check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take a free hearing test there. Then call them for an appointment, 608-249-4077. They are changing lives by offering better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
You won't miss all the little comments about you and your love for freedom in this country and your hate and dislike for Trump.
You'll be here.
To hear all of the comments and be able to respond to them in the way that you want. And that's what AI technology is all about.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's get to, we're talking about Gen Z and millennials dissatisfied with the way things are going right now, but also they're angry about the fact that their parents, the adults, aren't necessarily too concerned about their future, Gen Z's future and millennials' future. Let's talk about that. You brought that up in your article. I thought that was a fascinating approach to it, because that is kind of what's going on here.
Well, yeah. I mean, Gen Z's concerned about a lot of things. Economic insecurity.
Buying a house.
Exactly.
Having
whether
kids.
They're going to be able to get the kind of employment that can support a family, pay a mortgage.
Buy a car.
Supply a family health care, raise kids, pay daycare. You know, they're feeling pretty insecure. But I think the thing that probably weighs on Gen Z as heavily as anything is just that feeling that the geriatric leaders of this country in the halls of Congress and in state legislatures and in governor's offices and in the White House just doesn't hear them, doesn't seem to care about their concerns, doesn't really relate to the challenges that they feel that they face as a generation. And that's probably what more than anything has them saying, you know what, I'm not proud to be an American. I think that's probably the root of it, is just this sense that you don't get us and you don't even seem to care about what the future holds for us. And that makes them feel even that much more anxious about what tomorrow might bring.
And what you just said also can be related to the fact that they are allowing churches now to take a political stand.
Mm-hmm.
and not ruin their tax-free exemptions.
Status,
So that is an amazing thing, because if you become angry with a political point of view, you also take in that religion. Religion is suddenly part of that.
Yeah. And I don't think there's any coincidence that Gen Z is one of the most secular generations that America has ever seen.
And this will push them even further away.
There's been a real disconnect between church and the younger generation. You go into churches and they are incredibly gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There just aren't the young families there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a militaristic aspect to this, because we're seeing a lot of military out in the streets. We're seeing the ICE agents, the National Guard, even, you know, the Marines. All of this is out there in our communities, in the farm fields of our nation. They're all over the place, and it's probably going to get worse now that the big bad bill has allowed more funding to go to these departments. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to see now is more military out there. This is a completely different complexion to our country. I never saw anything like this, and it's very frightening, because we're not that kind of country. We're going to see military people in the streets roaming the sidewalks and the communities. That's a scary issue for me.
And you know, one of the things I hear in response to all of that, I hear an awful lot from people my age that, well, why isn't Gen Z rising up then?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they vote in large numbers? Why aren't they out there in the streets? Why aren't they protesting?
Mm, yeah.
But, you know, I think one of the best thing we can do for Gen Z is to listen and instead of talk at them.
Mm-hmm.
We should just listen, because I don't think they relate to politics the same way that we do. And I don't think you'll ever see them marching in the streets and chanting and demonstrating and carrying signs, but they're definitely engaging in political insurgency on TikTok and on Instagram, and they've got their own tools, and there are tools that have yet to be invented.
Podcasts.
They will begin to take and use for political purposes. I think it's one of the reasons why there's an effort to try to shut down something like TikTok. They say, well, there's so much inappropriate content on there, and we should just ban it.
I've always thought that, by the way.
But you know what? It is also a way that generation is finding its voice.
Yeah, communicating with each other.
And I think we've almost forgotten what it feels like to be a teenager or an early 20-something. You're trying to find your voice. You're trying to figure out your place in the world, and that's what they're doing. But I think there's a whole lot more political energy there than older generations can see.
I think so too, and I'm hoping for the best.
We got to leave it there. You can check out Mike McCabe's Substack blog every week, and also check out his book, Miracles Along County Q. Mike, have a good weekend.
You too.
Back around your old stomping grounds there. It should be great. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. They are continuing with their 4th of July sale through the end of the month. You can save all kinds of big bucks on their adjustable bed frames, up to 30 to 50% off, and up to $250 off their most luxurious mattress. Check it out. Verlo, two locations, east side and west side, or go to verlo.com.
And I just want to thank Nancy from Illinois for her comments about the baby boomers. I agree with you on that. And also, I believe Megan in Sun Prairie, similar comments about the millennials and the baby boomers leaving a worse situation for everybody.
Tomorrow, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel about the Supreme Court. Also, Tim Slecker. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.